This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Grant Miller of Stanford University found that when states, one by one, gave women the right to vote at the local level in the 19th and early 20th centuries, politicians scrambled to find favor with female voters and allocated more funds to public health and child health. The upshot was that child mortality rates dropped sharply, and 20,000 children's lives were saved each year. Red states dominated by Republicans embrace cut and extract. Blue states dominated by Democrats do much more to maintain their investments in education, infrastructure, urban quality of life, and human services. Investments typically financed through more progressive state and local taxes. And researchers find that despite what you may have heard, blue states are generally doing better. Nicole Pittman, now Vice President of Impact Justice, defended or reviewed about 2,000 juvenile sex cases. Most involved what she called normative sexual behavior and experimentation. Nevertheless, on many sex offender websites, there are juveniles' photos, names and addresses, and even maps to their homes. USA's biggest beer companies, including Anheuser-Busch, MillerCoors, and Heineken, announced that they would soon begin putting calorie, alcohol content, and other information on bottles and cans. All alcohol companies need to start labeling their products under the current voluntary standards. Regulations, many believe, should be required by the federal government. A recent study in San Francisco found that fewer poor residents have been displaced in neighborhoods with more new construction. The error rate for field tests for drugs are extremely high. Las Vegas found that 1/3 were false positives over 3 years for coke. Florida found 21% of meth determinations were wrong. In Houston, 59% of the false positives on drug arrests were black. Workers within the European Union are referred to as posted if they are working on a temporary basis in countries other than their home country. The number of posted workers in the EU rose by 44% between 2010 and 2014 to almost 2 million. They are paid less because benefits are paid based on home country minimum wages and rates that are significantly less for social benefits. There's a move afoot to equalize the wages and benefits. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.